better. Well, Billboard has a list out.
It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Laura Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com.
And a good Friday evening to you right here at Cardinal Stadium in Winchester, Kentucky, on the campus of George Rogers Clark High School. We've got high school football tonight. I'm Joel Bennett, along with me, Bobby Baldwin. Last Friday in October, and this is the last regular season game. It being a home game, that means one thing, and it's senior night tonight here at GRC. So a big evening for a lot of sports and activity clubs. Bobby and I will get to that here shortly. Right now, we'll pause, take our first one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame to follow.
Because I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the Country Time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dot fees or $699 dot fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. A mainly cloudy sky for us through the overnight hours. Can't rule out a passing shower. Staying warm, we'll be in the low 60s. Your Saturday, a most interesting day, mostly cloudy. Early temperatures will top out close to 70, but temperatures begin falling in the afternoon. Should be down into the 50s by the end of the day. Can't rule out a passing shower either. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Hut, hut. You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
And we are just about ready to bring you football right here at GRC at the Cardinal Stadium. We just heard the weather. Game time temperature 66. It's a little damp out here, but the spirits aren't dampened as it's senior night. There's been a lot of energy here. Cheerleaders, band, football players, a lot of other clubs and all recognized here on senior night. In addition, we'll have military appreciation night here, and that'll go on at halftime. The Cardinals will be facing tonight one of four teams in 4A football. One of five teams in 4A football that are undefeated on the season. The Franklin County Flyers roll in here. They are 9-0 on the season. They are averaging, scoring up near 40 points their last four or five ball games. Bobby, this is a team, they like to hang a lot of points on you, and the defense very opportunistic with four pick six out of their 11 interceptions.
They do a tremendous job, are outscoring the opposition here from what we could gather, about 36-10 on the average. So that tells you that you're exactly right. A lot of firepower, and they sure like lighting up the scoreboard.
Head coach Joe Cherico down on the field with his group of captains, Cardinal seniors being given the opportunity to be the captain tonight. They'll go to midfield for the toss of the coin. When you look at Franklin County, the Flyers coming in here, this is the 28th time that GRC and Franklin County have met on the football field. GRC leads the all-time series meeting, 14 wins to 11 wins for Franklin County. There were two ties, and those two ties, ironically, both were scoreless ties. Ironically, both played at Belmont Field here in Clark County. So looking for the last time that GRC defeated Franklin County, it was a 10-7 win at Franklin County. That was back in 75. They played twice that year. So GRC's trying to come away with a win here tonight. Franklin County got the last win. It was 15-14 in Frankfort the last time these two teams played. So there's been quite a history, Bobby, but it well predates me with my brief time here as a Cardinal broadcaster.
Yeah, more like you can take it back, say, 40 years, if not more, and they must have played virtually every year prior to that, because that is a pretty good number of actual scores among those, or between those two teams, and yet we haven't seen anything like it here, gee whiz, since maybe the late 70s, early 80s.
Franklin County comes in, and again, much like five of the other opponents on GRC's regular season schedule this year, ranked in the top 25. Actually, Franklin County comes in ranked number 16 overall in Kentucky high school football. They are ranked number 5 in Class 4A football. Again, they are one of five teams that are undefeated. Before we go to break, Bobby, Cardinals on a three-game skid. You got nothing to lose tonight. The district playoffs have already been set. This is a time to work on some things.
Well, and I'm sure Coach Jericho, evidently, when we spoke with him Wednesday night, his kids were upbeat. They had had some good practices, and they have not thrown in the towel by any means, and this is going to be an opportunity here to try to get better, because next week they start playing for True Keeps at Paul, at Tate's Creek in Lexington. But tonight they can try to make themselves better, and that's what he tries to do with every game.
They'll be taking on Franklin County Flyers tonight. As Bobby mentioned, it'll be a rematch of last year's opening round playoff game at Tate's Creek. Hey, before we go to break, I do want to congratulate the cross-country teams, boys and girls, of George Rogers Clark. And I want to remind you that you can, if you would like to go and support this club at the Kentucky Horse Park, both of these teams will be running in the state meet. They're the boys and the girls, and again, GRC, they take the top five from the region. The girls finished fourth, the boys finished fifth, and again, there were 79 runners in the boys category. There were 75 runners in the girls meet. That is in 3A Region 6. So out of all those high schools, 62 went for the boys, 57 for the girls. Your GRC Cardinal, boys and girls both, make the state meet. That'll be at the Kentucky Horse Park tomorrow. You can go online to khsaa.org and get information on parking, admission, and more about the rules and guidelines of the state meet. Bobby and I'll step away for a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to have opening kickoff game action, all that straight ahead right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Senior night here at GRC. Both teams out on the field. The Cardinals now getting lined up to come through the Spirit Tunnel as the cheerleaders, and we'll be recognizing this team. And again, Franklin County, the opponent tonight. The referee, Joe Stefan. You've got umpire Eric Hamill back. Head linesman, Chad Young. Line judge, Jeff Adkins. Back judge, Danny Brown. And those are the officials for tonight's game. That coin toss, Bobby. Cardinals won it. They deferred.
They deferred. You got it.
So GRC takes the field. Cardinals wearing black over black, jerseys over pants, black helmets, and Franklin County with a very smart-looking kind of a whiteout look. They are white over white. So we get ready to go for this football game. And again, Franklin County under the head coaching of Eddie L. James, and he's had a quite a success at Franklin County. He's in his seventh year of coaching. His first season, the team was 5-6. After that, they've had six straight winning seasons, a state run. Up. That was just an overtime loss to Boyle County from winning a state championship 2 years ago. So this team has been battle-tested. They've gone to the quarterfinals, semifinals in 4A state play the last six seasons. GRC, under the guidance of head coach Joe Cherico, with 100 football wins in high school to his credit, also a state runner-up and a state championship in Class A. So we got Cardinals. We'll be kicking off first. Clay Turley putting it up on the tee, and Clay has been quite a weapon this year. Bobby has he sent him deep more often than not, and as far as his point after touchdowns, he's been spot on.
He has, exactly, and one of the best things about him is his ability to keep it, kick it deep, and directional it exactly where he wants it.
Senior night, here it goes. It's a squib kick picked up at the 22-yard line, straight up the middle of the field, bending out to the right side and dropped at the 40-yard line. 18 yards on that kick return for the Flyers. Jazion Collins with the return.
Flag down at the 45-yard line. Came in late.
Well, the tackle was made at the Flyer 40 after fielding a squib kick and returning 18 yards. We'll get the signal. So block in the back, they spotted at the 40. Looks like they will assess some yardage, you would think.
You would
not
think.
Yet. Are they going to mark it off, or are they just going to talk? I guess they're going to decide, is it a spot foul or at the end of the play? And here now they're going to mark it off. So an 18-yard kick return will be a net three on a kick return, and the ball will be spotted, or excuse me, make that 10-yard penalty. It'll be at the 30. 8 yards on the kick return. Flyers in the shotgun, and they hand it off, running right side, looking for room at first down and more down the right sideline. Christian Moore with a big run. They had a little pistol look, Bobby, and he took it to the short side of the field and got good yardage.
Yeah, but he got the edge. He had good blocking in the tight end position, and Moore averages 6 yards a carry. He's got the most on their team, and he's a crackerjack.
11 on that carry. Swing it out, pass caught in the flats. A good block on the edge, and here down the sideline, Gavin Hurst trying to take it to the house. He got a nice block over there by Taylor. and that's going to go for a touchdown.
Didn't take them long to strike from 70 yards out. My goodness, two plays.
So a big pass and a nice catch and run by Gavin Hurst. Hurst hauls that one in. 59 yards on the touchdown reception. Swing it out in the flat. And, Bobby, that was just excellent blocking on the edge. Jacob Cohen Taylor made a really nice block, sealing the Cardinal cornerback.
Had him in a position where he could get him to the inside, and he blocked him to the inside, and that left the outside wide open.
Powell with a kick after, and he sends it through the uprights, and just like that, less than a minute deep into the ball game, the Flyers jump on top, 7-0. We'll take a one-minute break. More play coming up after this.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Vink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Franklin County will be kicking off to GRC after scoring early, and the Flyers with a strong defense. We'll see how it goes here. A line drive kick that hits at the 15, fielded on one hop by Kamani John. He's up to the 25 and stood straight up. He'll be dropped there. Make that Maynard with the return. From the 12 up to the 27-yard line, 15 on the kick return. Cardinals have it first and 10.
God, all he could out of it, caught that line drive and just took it straight up the field. Met some resistance about the 24, wound up getting it up to the 27. So let's see if we have a little offensive prowess this week. We sure struggled last week.
Cardinals, as Bobby said, just having problems scoring points. And officials calling official time, and evidently an equipment issue. They're sending a Cardinal freshman, Haddon Cecil, out of the game. Jeremiah Israel comes in, so evidently an equipment issue there. Single back in the backfield. That's Heath. Pistol look. Clements hands it off to Heath to the right side, looking for some room, and he got back to the line of scrimmage and nothing else. As Franklin County shut that down quickly, and a big tackle made in there by the linebacker for the Flyers, number 13, that will be Luke Toothtaker.
Went to the right with it, but by the time he tried to turn it upfield, there were about six Flyers awaiting him, so no gain.
Nothing on that for Heath. Second and 10, Cardinals, same formation. Trips now, though, to the left side. Looking that way is Clements. Nothing going. Throws a pass through it too high through the hands of Hayden Heath, who was sitting out there in the flats on the right side, the short side of the field. Campbell with the coverage, incomplete pass. Puts you in third and 10 for GRC.
Third and 10, and that's an ominous position, but sad to say that's one in which they've been too often here the last three or four games.
And credit Franklin County's pass coverage. There was nothing downfield because Clements ran through his progressions.
Yes, he sure did, and it would have been a five-yard catch, but it was just a little high.
Double wing set and a high snap. He's got it on a passing down. He tries to run, and a flag thrown late as he picks up seven on the quarterback draw up the middle. Passing down, they elect to run. Holding against GRC, so the Cardinals will be saddled with a penalty there. There was a 10-yarder against Franklin County to begin the game, and a 10-yarder here against the Cardinals. It'll take the ball all the way back to the 17-yard line of GRC.
He's going to make it third and 20.
We had enough of this penalty the last time the Cardinals played at home, 135 yards of penalty. So we got to clean that up.
Well, five officials versus seven.
Yeah.
We may not have as many flags thrown this evening.
Fewer eyes out there, true. Trips to the left side, that's the wide side of the field. Cardinals down 7-0, approaching 2 minutes deep in the game. Looking at third and long. Clements in the shotgun. He stays in the block, picks up the blitz, slings a pass downfield, and it's picked off at the 38. Down the right side, and I mentioned this is an opportunistic defense, and there it is. Shalom Moore with a pick six as he goes in 39 yards for the touchdown on that interception. Bobby, that's his fourth interception of the year. He becomes the fifth Flyer player with a pick six.
Well, they just did a tremendous job.
Tip ball, didn't
it? Yeah, had two people back there, and one tipped it, but it went right to the deeper defender, and he knew what to do with it once he hauled it in because it was clear sailing all the way to the right side of the end zone. Touchdown.
So if roughing the passer, that will negate that. Let's wipe that off. And it's going to give GRC, I don't know if they get enough for the first down. It's automatic first on that. Roughing the passer, it will move it up to the 33-yard line. Wow.
Huge, huge play in the game there.
No doubt.
My goodness.
That shifts momentum greatly.
And they've got the first down. It was third and 20.
Sure. And here we've got first and 10 now at the Cardinal 33. Straight run by Clements. He runs into a Cardinal blocker, but he's able to squeeze out enough yardage to call it six on a quarterback draw up the middle.
Well, and he did a good job of following the blocking, which the GRC interior offensive line set up for him. And second and four looks pretty good for a change.
Very, very much more manageable, no doubt about it. Cardinal line comes up to the line of scrimmage. Still wearing those bright gold socks. We'll get to that in a minute. Pistol look for Clements. Straight drop. They rush three. He's got time. Finds Haddon Cecil at the 42. Reverses direction. Tries to struggle to midfield. He's ridden out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at the 50-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup by the freshman receiver.
Nice job of blocking by the GRC offensive line. And going through his progressions rather quickly, was able to spot him out in the right flat, and he made the most of it.
Sure did. So the Cardinals trying to make the most out of that penalty that they had, too, as they're on the move here. Clements with an RPO, and maybe he should have. He didn't run. He didn't pass, rather. He elected to run, and it was shut down quickly.
Well, he's done that a couple of times early on here, and that time it looked like the Flyer defense said, hey, we're going to key on this guy because he is apt to take off and go with it, but that time didn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Clements with three rushes for 9 yards as he brings his team up to the line of scrimmage, back to the note on those socks. It's a spina bifida awareness research color that the Cardinals are sporting. Here was second and long, ball near midfield. Back to throw Clements. Here comes a blitz. They want to set up the screen. He can't find him and flips it out of bounds as he was rolling out of the pocket. He throws it away, and wisely so. It'll bring up a third down.
Yeah, he had absolutely nothing downfield. He took it to the right, took it within about a yard or two of going out of bounds himself, and then just pitched it out of bounds. Nice, smart play.
So Franklin County getting pressure that time, rushing six, and they brought in that extra defensive back with third and long. I imagine they're going to keep him in there, show a little three-man front. If they can get pressure on the Cardinals with three, we'll see here. Balanced field with two wideouts to each side. Ball near midfield, third down and 11. GRC trailing by a score. They're showing blitz. Here they come up the middle. GRC picked it up. Clements got rid of it. It's going to be short of the first down. He needed 11. Looked like Bobby picked up maybe 9 of it. When we know Coach Jericho, he's not afraid to go for it on fourth down on the other side of the field.
did a good job of getting rid of that before the pressure got to him. Just wasn't quite deep enough to get the first down, but it's going to be a fourth and about 3.5 yards to go.
7 yards on the Kamani John pass reception. He leads the club this year as far as his passes caught. That's his 25th on the season. He stays in the game, and he goes out wide left. They got a double wing on the right side. Cards going for it here on fourth and four. Clements in no hurry. Three-man front for the Flyers, and now they're going to take a time out and talk it over. Cardinals call time at a pivotal play. 8:23 to go in the opening quarter. Franklin County up 7-0. Back in 1 minute.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Cards with a football at the 44 of the Flyers on 4th and 4. GRC appears to be going for it. Clemens in the shotgun. Pistol look with Heath on his left hip. And Franklin County may have jumped off. No flag thrown yet. So now they snap it to Clemens. And his punt's blocked. It's a live ball, and Franklin County falls on it at the Cardinal 49. So it'll be Franklin County playing on the GRC side of the field. They looked like Franklin County came off, but this isn't NFL. Neutral zone doesn't matter. I guess you got to make contact.
Right, and then they centered the ball a little bit to the left, to the right of center, and when he kicked it, the defensive lineman had penetrated enough to create the chaos there and the resulting blocked punt.
8:17 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Trahan at quarterback. He changes the play at the line, calling an audible. Has a full house backfield in there with him. And they hand it off. Here's a flea flicker. Trahan looking, going down the right side. He's got a receiver. It's caught. Inside the 10, going in, touchdown. 49-yard flea flicker. Hauling that pass in is Taylor, and rightfully so, he sprung the block on the 59-yard catch. This time, he takes a 49-yarder home. Pretty slick little play, wasn't it, Bobby, with that full house backfield?
Yeah, just a beautifully conceived play, and make no mistake about it, Eddie James has got his Flyers on go this evening, and they've won 9 straight, going for number 10 tonight, and so far they're making it look easy.
So they've ran 3 plays from scrimmage, and 2 of the 3 have resulted in scores. And here's Powell to try the extra point. And the hold and the kick, it looks good. It is confirmed as good, and the Flyers now out on top by a score of 14-0. Cardinals showed some promise. We'll see what they do this time as Franklin will be kicking off. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
It'll be Powell kicking off to GRC. Back deep is Maynard and John, and this kick will not be fielded by either. It goes through the goalpost on the other end of the field. So Ethan Powell's got a pretty good leg, doesn't he?
He is strong, but he's just like everybody else on that opposite sideline. That whole group appears to be strong.
And the special team runs all the way to the end zone and touches the upright on the goalpost. And, the goalpost supporting the upright. And here we go. The Cardinals will have the ball. First and 10 at the 20. Their last drive started at the 17. They were aided greatly by rushing the passer play, but then GRC with a couple of passes that covered 15 yards, but they couldn't get any further than the 44 of Franklin County. Down two scores. Here are the Cardinals. Trips to the right. They hand it off to Heath, and he is on an island. He had no one blocking as they came hard on the left side, and Jeremy Walters, a junior linebacker, with the hit.
Yeah, almost like they knew where he was going to go before he got the ball. They were right there waiting on him, and we had one blocker out there trying to take care of three or four of the Flyers, and just Hayden had no shot.
So the Cards get behind the chains on first down. Nothing any coach wants to see happen. The playbook just opens up so much better when you have something on first down. Balance field, two wideouts to each side, four-man front for the Flyers. Shifting over is Heath. He stays in to block. He picks up a block. Clements going down the middle of the field, and he overthrows his intended receiver, Haddon Cecil, who looks over his shoulder to see if Collins was going to be flagged for a interference call, and that did not occur. Clements threw to a spot. They practiced that, and you just got to count on him being there, but maybe a little press coverage or a little bump at the line will throw it off.
Well, it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
When you're trying to throw the ball downfield some 35 to 45 yards to a spot, you've got to be right there when the ball's there. Obviously, it's going to be an incompletion, but guard's trying to get it, but now it's third and 11.
Work in the middle of the field. It's incomplete. Third and long for GRC. Clements rolling to his left. He has time looking downfield. Now the heat comes and a flag flies as well, as Clements eventually is brought down at the 11-yard line. That would be about a 7-yard loss, but hold the phone. We've got a flag thrown. And they dropped the flag on the 15-yard line. We'll see. That's not a good sign for Cardinal fans. That would almost indicate offensive holding. We'll see here. And they're going to decline that penalty. They'll take a 7-yard loss and make it fourth down.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be fourth and 17 from the 13-yard line. Cards in a punting situation here, just midway through the first quarter, already down by two scores.
So a loss of seven on the Clements scramble, and this time the Cards making no disguised movement about punting. They bring in Clay Turley. Back standing, it's Gavin Hurst, the guy that's took one to the house, not a punt return, but snap, and Turley pulls it down, but we've got a flag on the play. It's going to be offsides against Franklin County. It'll bring them up 5 yards, but woefully short of the first down yardage needed.
Oh, no question about that, but one thing about it now, these Flyers are aggressive, and if they feel like they can block that punt, they may try to do it again. They've got two.
And that snap had a lot of air under it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It was really pretty soft.
Yeah, got to get it on a line. Turley standing inside his five. Hurst, the return man, at midfield for Franklin County. Cards down 14-0. Here's a fake, and the Cardinals fake him out. And it's going to be first down. Trey Davis runs all the way to the 45-yard line. So a 27-yard run on a fake punt.
Well, that's one way to get your yards per carry average up.
So it goes, as Bobby says, it goes as an offensive play, a rushing first down for the Cardinals, 27 yards for Trey Davis, and maybe the snap earlier set that play up.
It could be. Now, you might wonder, looking forward, should he have kept that play in his bag for next week? But he wants to win, so here we go. He pulled it out and went after it.
Cards with a first down up at the 45 of their own, and a pass swung in the flats. It's caught, and Kamani John able to only squeeze 2 yards after the catch. It was a little low. He went down to get it. He was able to get a couple of yards. No, they're going to say it's incomplete. I thought it hit the ground.
Yeah, pass wasn't where it needed to be. Had it been up where he could have received it in rhythm, he would have gotten a whole lot more than 2 yards on that. But they did converge on him once they saw the ball going to the left flat.
Davis and Israel go wide left, short side of the field, 2 wideouts to the right. Franklin County four-man front look to be coming from the edge. Here they come, and running is Clements, and made a pretty good read on that. He cut it back inside. He's going to pick up about 5 yards or about 4 yards before Brown, the big down lineman, made the stop.
They were coming off of both edges, and he saw the way his right tackle took the defensive tackle and slid inside of him and was able to squeeze out a good 5 yards. But that still makes it 3rd and 7 here, right near midfield.
Empty set. Backfield for the Cardinals, four-man front. Nobody playing deep for Franklin County. They come hard. Here's a pass thrown, and it's caught by Hayden Heath, a little shoestring catch. He is tackled there by J.C. Taylor, but Heath on the catch is going to be about a yard short of a first down, and a nice job. He's just a great athlete, Bobby.
Tremendous play that time. He had to go down to get it. He had a couple of defenders within a whisker of him, and once he caught it, he had the presence of mind and the strength to hold on to it. Came up just a hair short.
Clements' passes, other than the one that sailed high, his opening pass in the flats to Heath, everything else has been short, or they've had to come back to get it. We'll see what occurs here on 4th and 1. GRC brings a heavy package. Full house backfield with a double tight end set. Clements hands it off. Heath hit at the line. Wow. And he is shoved back, and you've got Franklin County, Xavier Brown saying no can do, and I'm inclined to agree. I thought maybe Heath would get through there for the 1 yard, but they're not even going to measure it, I don't believe.
The football
is short of the Franklin County 45, and, you know, that's that run up the gut, Bobby. I mean, he was stopped dead in his tracks.
Sure was.
We didn't have a window here. You probably could have heard the pop.
He did a tremendous job of running the ball, but unfortunately there was more strength awaiting him at the line of scrimmage than he had helping himself. In that case, they slammed the door shut a half a yard short.
Well, now the officials aren't so sure, maybe. They are looking to see if they want to bring the chains out to measure. We'll see what the call is here. With 4:44 to play in the first quarter, Franklin County leading George Rogers Clark 14-0. The Flyers have scored their 2 touchdowns on only 3 plays. So time of possession, big for GRC, but the Flyers hitting early and often and quickly. And
this
football is looking better and better now.
Yeah, you look at where the back line is on the 45-yard line and where the ball is on the other 45-yard line, and that is a first down.
Yeah, they're going to bring the chains out, and it's just amazing. With all the GPS and the laser technology we have, we still use these chains, but I kind of like it. We'll see what they've got here. The official will stretch it out and try to see if, in fact, GRC got the first down, and they are inches short.
Well, one thing about it, they sure met the challenge on that one. The right side of that defensive line for Franklin County really answered the bell, but they had a couple of backers flying in there as well.
It was Franklin County's line. These are big guys. We don't have weights on them, but these are big young men on the line. Trahan, the southpaw, rolling, throwing across his body. Got his man at midfield, dancing through traffic, high-stepping, and then finally shoved out of bounds by Jones Howard. Making the catch over there is Jazion Collins with the catch and the first down.
Yeah, he got 11 or 12 yards. Averages between 2 and 3 receptions a game, and He was right there for the reception and
play fake. Trey Hand, right side on the naked boot. After the play fake, he's run out of bounds. As coming up to pose an opportunity to make the tackle was Hooten, but Trey Hand just dances out of bounds.
Well, Trey Hand's a smart quarterback. Heck, he completes almost 70% of his passes, and you can see why, because given the time, he is spot on with those passes.
He's a lefty. 5 feet, 9 inches tall. He's stoutly built. And the lefty swings it out in the flats and a flag thrown, two flags thrown, a stiff arm there by Gavin Hurst, who scored the game's first touchdown as he is wrestled out of bounds on the far side of the field by the Cardinals' Quentin Falls. But we've got two flags on the play. One was thrown, Bobby, right as the snap came.
Had that one, and then we had another one out here on the apparent block after the reception.
Taking a while to play this first quarter. We've still got 4:14 to go. Franklin County leading 14-0 as the officials confer. They are huddled up and looking for the call now. Procedure call against Franklin County. Holding against Franklin County, okay. So the Cards will take the holding call, I'm sure. It carries five more yards with it, and the ball was at, oh, now they're going to accept the holding,
yeah, 40,
as I thought.
Yeah, 43-yard line, so they're going to back that up.
To the 49, so it's going to be on the other side of midfield. That's a fourth penalty against the Flyers in this game, and looks like they've got a little personnel package. They're going to switch it up. New player into the game, Torian Smith. He sets in the slot, and they do a bunch formation on the right side. Four guys over there. Trahan, lefty, looking, swings it out quickly, and it's caught and dropped quickly. Nice play by Carter Maynard. He was on it, and he closed it and timed it nicely, holding J.C. Taylor to a minimal gain.
Minimal gain. He got up there, which is going to make it 12 yards to go here. So he got about four on the play, but the Cards had that one smelled out pretty good. Even though the reception was made, he was dropped immediately.
Quickly up to the line. Flyers going again. Trey Hand leaning back. He takes a straight drop with time. Here comes the heat. He swings it out. Little pass in the flats and a tackle made at the 40-yard line. Over there for the stop for GRC. Hayden Heath upends him. The receiver on that catch, it was Christian Moore.
Gets it to about a third and four, however, or actually a fourth and four.
8 yards on that pickup. Trey Hand, 5 of 5, throwing the ball. Franklin County appears to be going for it on 4th and 4 from the Cardinal 38. And right now, they're going to call timeout, so we'll take a break here, too. Bobby's got a message. He'd like to share it with you.
Folks, these Bad Boar mowers, they give you all kinds of options. They've got all kinds of styles, RPMs in the engines, and everything else. So if you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower, packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and the comfort the pro in you demands. It is that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Bobby, I slipped back there to the refreshment table. You been back there?
I was a cookie monster early on.
I was going to say, I've never known you to pass up a cookie.
Well, let's see if we can monster out on a 4th and 4 here with a defensive stop.
Yeah, and this let's don't make it a cookie. Let's see what we've got here. 4th and 4, Trey Hens, 5 of 5 in the passing game. Sends out in the route. He's got one down the middle of the field. Pass is caught. Shakes a would-be tackle at the 10. Ridden down at the 3-yard line. And a big pickup there of 35 yards.
Boy, they had two wide open receivers. They chose to go to the one that only had somebody within about, 3 yards of him, but he did make the reception. But out here closer to us, they had another opportunity that excellent play call.
Three catches and 89 yards with a touchdown. That's the line on J.C. Taylor as Franklin County. It's going to be first and goal for the Flyers from the 3 of GRC. Actually, at the 2-yard line, it looks like. Trahan, he goes under center and then backs off, looks over to the sideline. He's got his play. Full house backfield with the old T formation. He goes to the first man through, and on the fullback dive, he tried to feed it in there to his fullback, 40 on that. Robinson carried it, and he might have got one, so it'll be second and goal from the one.
Nice defensive play by the left side of the Cardinal line that time.
Now they go with it, and leaping over a would-be tackler and jumping in, it's Christian Moore for the 1-yard touchdown run, and Franklin County adds two that lead with that run and that rushing touchdown for Moore. That gives him 12 touchdowns on the season, leading the club. Franklin County now on top, 20-0, as they look to try to tack on the PAT. Still in this first quarter. It's taken quite a while to play this.
It's been at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, 32 and counting, or 35, I guess. The hold is there, and the kick is blocked. So it was a low snap. It was a low snap, and the Cards get in there and block that kick attempt. In there for GRC, it looked to be Kamani John putting the pressure on the special teams. 1 minute break, back after this.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Cardinals will receive this kickoff. Possibly the last time Powell kicked it off, he drilled it through the upright. He approaches this one with a head of steam, and he sends it deep. It'll go over the head of the Cardinal return men and out of the back of the end zone. Cardinals will start again at their own 20-yard line. So after the initial 15-yard kick return by Carter Maynard, Franklin County's Ethan Powell says no more of that foolishness. He's put two through the end zone.
We're just going to take it deep, yep, and let them start 80 yards away, and more power to them.
There you go. 2:05 to go in this opening quarter. Cardinals, they have a couple of first downs, but they have no points to show for it. Franklin County up 20-0. Cards with the ball at their own 20. Balanced field, two wideouts to each side. Clements picking his hole, tried to get behind the block of Hayden Heath, and a good surge by the line pushes him up near the 30-yard line. He got behind those guys, Brian Crawford, Cash White and group, and they just kept pushing the pile.
Well, they really had him stopped about the 23 or 4-yard line, and next thing you know, it's up to the 30. So they just pile drove it on. The previous play, they couldn't get the penetration they needed. That time they did.
Led by Brian Crawford,
Nashton
Tackett in there on the line. Trips to the right side, ball in the middle of the field. Clements throws pass is caught by Trey Davis. He's caught and he's dropped at the 37-yard line. But I like that pickup on Bobby on first down, seven yards.
You get 7 yards, as you say, playbook opens up, gives you many, many options, and nice quick release, quick pass. He turned around, ball right there, 7 on the first play.
4 of 7 passing for Clements. He's hit 4 different receivers, and Franklin County, an overzealous team, will be called for being offside. And again, a guy that made a bone-jarring tackle, 2 of them in the game, Luke Toothaker, gets the stop.
Yeah, he's averaging 5 tackles a game, but boy, he can sure stick you if he hits you.
They put him in there kind of like a monster, Bobby. He'll play linebacker or he'll be on the edge. It just depends. Here's Clements with trouble. He throws it, and he had to get rid of it quicker than he wanted to. He felt the heat of Big John Griffin, 6'5", 180, breathing down his throat. He tried to throw a swing pass, little drag route to John, but he had to get rid of it quickly.
Well, and it was pretty close to being completed. Yeah. It was very, very close, but that would have been a tall task for him to get that one done. So now we're at 2nd and 10, but on their own 42-and-a-half-yard line, seeing if they can make some hay here.
Clements in the shotgun, quick step drop. He throws it intended for Trey Davis, who was just pancaked and mashed by Walters as the ball got there. Davis didn't really have a chance to catch it. He was only 4 yards off the line. No flag, and here we go.
Pass might have been a little bit wide. Looked like he may have tried to reach back for it, and as he reached back for it.
You're right. I think he was sitting in the hole waiting on the ball. You know, it was kind of a little button hook route.
Button hook, and he had to actually go the opposite direction to try to get to the ball and got pancaked in the process, but incomplete pass.
3rd and 10 for the Cardinals. Ball is at their own 43-yard lines inside of a minute here in the first quarter. Franklin County showing blitz. Here they come on the edge. Clements got rid of it. Jeremiah Israel had to go to the ground to catch it. So he makes the catch, but it's no gain, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 10 for GRC. And the ball is at their own 43.
Yeah, that was frustrating there because had that ball been high enough for him to take it, he was set up to where he could cut it inside and might have had some room, but ball was a little bit too low.
Cards come up to the line of scrimmage. They've got to get a snap off. There's 3 seconds difference in the play in the game clock. Empty set backfield. They rush 3. Here they come hard on the edge. Clements eludes the sack. It's 4th down. He knows he's got to get it. He ran for the first down. He crossed the 47, dropped at the 45, and a nice nifty piece of running and a 12-yard pickup for a first down.
Did a good job of eluding that blitzer from the corner, and once he did that, looked upfield, saw enough of an opening to take a chance and got it done.
He got by Big John Griffin. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Cards when we come back. 1 minute break. More after this.
Grow up with you and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Cards play here.
GRC driving the football, and it's good to say that. They've got a first down in Franklin County territory at the Flyer 46. Cards trailing by 3 scores. They hand it off to Heath. He got to the edge, leaps over a player, and he's going to be tackled short of the first down marker. He went airborne as Shalom Moore who already has an interception in the game, came up. We've got, his interception was called back. Shalom Moore still made the tackle, though, and it's going to be 9 yards on the Heath run. Cards at second and short. Do you take a chance down the field? If he's got time, he will. Goodness. Franklin County jumping again at the line. Will the Cards take a shot? Second and one. This is generally when you try it downfield, but he's got to have time. They rush four, play fake, out in the flats, and that play was doomed from the beginning, and it's going to be picked off, and that is Delano Collins, who came up with the INT. Collins now leads the team in interceptions with a team-leading fourth pick right there.
Well, that press coverage out on that right side paid off that time. The minute he reared to throw that ball, he just jumped the route.
So the Cardinals had it at second and one, and you'd like to see him take a shot down the field or either run it a couple of times, keep the momentum going. Boy, and that just is a momentum killer. Franklin County, an opportunistic defensive club. Under center is Trahan. First time we've seen this. Short drop, throw it out. They're going to do another version of a flea flicker. They've got Collins open. He caught it at the 20. Sidesteps Maynard down the sideline, goes in. Touchdown. On a, you would call it a halfback option, but normally, but it wasn't a halfback. It was more of a flea flicker. And again, there you go with a 61-yard TD.
Coach James opening up the playbook tonight.
So they got two passes on that. Franklin County, 8 of 8 passing. This time the guy that caught a touchdown, Gavin Hurst. Hurst throws it downfield again to an open Robinson. So now to try the point after. Powell's last one was blocked. And low snap, and the kick is up, but he maintains his focus and drills the upright. Less than a minute deep here in the second quarter. It's Franklin County 28, GRC nothing. Back in 1 minute.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Well, the Flyers strike again, and they lead 27-0. Powell to kick off and see if he can reach the end zone. He will not this time from the 5-yard line. It's Kamani John. He tries to shake free, breaks it out to the left, and he got to the 21-yard line. 16 yards on the kick return for the Cards. They'll have it a little bit better than at the 20. It'll be 21 for the GRC team.
Had two or three Flyers converge on him right at the 20-yard line and took him down, and that's about all Carmani was going to be able to get out of that one.
GRC without any scoring in this game, they showed some promise picking up a couple of first downs their last series of plays, which closed out the first quarter going into the second. Now they've got to pick it up and know that they're down now by 27-0. Tight end, Ty Miller comes in. He sits in the slot, high snap, fake the handoff, throw it. Johns caught it at the 25, turns it upfield. He stopped short of the 30, but you can take 8 yards on a first down pass.
Yeah, and that's fairly similar to the pass play that they tried when they got it picked off, but the defense wasn't playing quite the press coverage that it had on the previous play. But you get 8 yards, first down, you're in business.
This time they keep the formation, trips, only this time they flip it to the left side. Ball in the middle of the field, Cardinals from their own 29. Flyers come on the edge. And Clements is hit and dropped. That'll be a loss on the play. Mark it at the 26-yard line, so he lost three. They tried a little trap blocking and a little deception with a fake handoff to Heath, but it fooled no one on that D-line and in there quickly making that hit. A familiar number, Xavion Brown.
All you have to do is just give them a half a second, and those defensive players are like piranhas. They are going to the ball.
...25 yards rushing for Clements tonight on 8 carries. Third and 5. He's in the shotgun. Here comes Franklin County. They're not loading the box. They're just coming on the edge. They're sending everybody, not respecting a downfield passing game at all, and they're just coming hard at GRC. And the ball has moved up to the... Actually, they lost another one on that run.
Yeah, they went from 2nd and 2 to 4th and 6.
So GRC, Clements goes over to the sideline, is appearing like possibly the offense stays on the field. We've seen the pooch punt block the last two times we've tried it, Bobby. I don't know that that's the play here.
Well, I tell you what, he's got a playbook in there. I'm sure there's something in it that we haven't seen.
And a whistle. We've got timeout called by the Franklin County Flyers. It'll stop the clock. Just inside of 9 minutes before halftime, here on Senior Night. At halftime, it'll be military appreciation. Bobby and I'll step away. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living. Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Cardinals trailing 27-0, look to be going for it on 4th down and 6. We'll see how that goes as GRC appears to be going for it. They've tried the pooch punt a couple of times, and the last two they have been blocked, but this time it looks like a passing formation. Three-man front for the Flyers. Clements back to throw, and they wanted to run the hook and ladder, and Israel just took his eye off of it. He was worried about the lateral, and you got to catch it in the hook pattern.
Well,
they tried the hook and ladder.
He pulled that one out of the playbook again, but you have to play pitch and catch.
Worked beautiful at, I think it was Belfry. When we saw that one.
Oh, absolutely.
And, first game of the year, and now try it here in the 9th game of the year. Cardinals give it back to Franklin County over on downs. Flyers have it playing on a short field at the GRC 25. Flyers leading 27-0. In the shotgun, Trahan has it handed off. Robinson trying to work his way, or make that Moore work his way through the line. And it's kind of tough when it looks like you got to stop and he picked up 5 yards. You know they got a strong running game.
Oh, very strong. And he was backpedaling on that one for the final 3 yards. Picked up a good strong 5 on that run. The Cards did a good job of filling the gaps. But, again, there's a lot of strength on that offensive line and a lot of strength in that backfield, and it's just hard to get them to the ground.
Christian Moore, junior running back, 3 carries, 16 yards, and a touchdown in the game. Robinson in motion. He's a tight end, sets on the left. And the Cards jump, and actually GRC clapping on the front. Alfaro thinks it's against Franklin County, and he is correct. So it's a procedure call against Franklin County. Hunter Gully was crashing over the line, but Alfaro called that one. Back it up. It'll eliminate that run that Moore had, make it now 2nd and 10. For the GRC, Alfaro falls. Gully on the front, on the outside linebacker. Jones Howard, also Hayden Heath. Hooten's in there as well. Nobody in the secondary. Everybody's coming up to the line, and maybe GRC saw that, and they've been beaten deep. Two passes, one of 49 yards and one of 59, both for touchdowns. They may want to get someone defensively in better spots. They call time. We'll take a break. Step aside for 30 seconds back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Cardinals need to get their personnel on the field. A coaching staff just now leaving the huddle as some defensive alignments needed to be corrected. GRC had no one back deep, and still not a great contrast from what we saw earlier. They're coming up to the line. Under center is Trahan. Play fake, rolling to his left, throwing on the move. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown. In the end zone, a catch. 25-yard touchdown. Hauling that one in is Robinson for the touchdown reception.
He was split out to the right, and he just basically ran what you might call a post pattern, and there was one defender back there for two players, and he took the outside player and right there to catch it unmolested, uncontested for the TD, running this score to 33 here.
Right now you got Trahan. He is 9 of 9, and that lefty, rolling lefty, he's looking like Tua for the Dolphins. He just rolled to his left, throw on the run, rolled to his right, throw across his body. He's hit touchdown strikes of 49, 59, and this time a 25-yarder. Here is the kick. It's up, and it is through the upright. And that adds to the Franklin County lead. It currently stands at 34 to nothing. 7:45 to go before halftime. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
Cardinals will be getting the ball back. 7:46 to go before halftime. Franklin County putting on a display, and one of the contributors, this kicker, Powell, this one is taken on the move at the 12. Full head of steam, breaking through the middle. John's at midfield. He's got the kicker to beat, and he's horse collar tackled.
There it is.
And a bad play, and the official, the flag is not coming out of the pocket yet.
Yeah,
I don't see it out here anywhere, Bobby. Now they're going to throw it down at the 25-yard line. It was a bad tackle. He grabbed him up around the jersey and the pads and just pulled Kamani John down at the 25-yard line. So he hit it and hit it hard.
Well, he caught the ball on the dead run coming up from near the goal line and had a head of steam. And for once, the Flyers didn't quite have their lanes completely filled. And next thing you know, he was past them on his way to the end zone, but they had some good containment coming from the middle part of the field and were able to get him down.
There's going to be 15 yards tacked on to a beautiful 53-yard return. It's just a shame that that tackle occurred. John possibly could have hit pay dirt. So the 15-yarder tacked on.
Half the distance there, yeah.
And Franklin County, they have been penalized 6 times here in the first half. Cards playing with the best field position they've had. Clements rolling out, has time, looking, throwing. And he threw it in traffic. It's incomplete. Pass was broken up. Bobby's taking a breath of exasperation or relief, one or the other. Gottschall had a hand on it.
Yeah, it looked like he threw it right to Gottschall, and yet he had some open territory. Had he just taken it and decided to run it, he probably had 7 or 8 yards before he was going to get met with any resistance at all. But looked like he was throwing it to the wrong person on that particular play.
Well, like you said, he had some space once the big, tall, lanky Griffin slipped and fell down. Griffin's lined up on the left side here. Clements from the shotgun. We've got a flag thrown, and I'm afraid the Cards are going to be called for a procedure call. And here we go with self-destruction after being presented with a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And it is. It's a false start. Procedure call against the Cards. So they presented a wonderful opportunity, and they have an incomplete pass on first down and now a penalty on second down, so it's second and 15. GRC breaks huddle. The ball is still deep in territory. It's inside the red zone at the 18 of Franklin County. Pistol look. Trey Davis in the backfield now. In motion, Kamani John. Clements has it. Fumbled the handoff. He's in trouble, and the Cards again going the wrong way as they lose yardage on that. It's going to be another loss of about 3, and it's going to be back to somewhere around the 22, 23-yard line.
As you said a little bit earlier in this quarter, they just pin their ears and come after them and fear nothing, and as a result, the when the Cards do get an opportunity to make a play, sometimes they take their eyes off the ball and drop it or whatever. But Franklin County really playing with a huge head of steam here this evening. And with that 9-0 record, you can see why.
Two signature wins on that schedule, an impressive win over Bryan Station, second game of the year, and a one-point squeaker over Southwestern. In motion, John going to his left. Clements looks over to the sideline, and the Cards are going to burn their third and final timeout before halftime. 6.5 minutes to play before half. We've got a one-minute break back after this.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely and Wade Insurance.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Clements in the shotgun, third and 18, ball at the 22 of Franklin County. John in motion to the short side. They come on the edge. Blitz picked up. Middle of the field. Ty Miller got it. Touchdown. Clements worked it to the middle of the field, and we've got a flag thrown at the end of the play, but that'll be a touchdown, I believe, for Ty Miller, and possibly unsportsmanlike conduct against Delano Collins, who hit Miller pretty solidly after Ty clearly was in the end zone.
Well,
but I've been wrong before. Let's see. If that's the case, they assess it on the kickoff, but Ty Miller and Bobby, I think that's his first pass reception of the year.
Well, I know one thing. It appeared that he ran something like a post to the center of the field, and the zone was right there. The pass was perfect. He caught it on a 3, walked in, and then got bopped pretty good.
So it's going to stand, I do believe. They've put 6 points on the board. It's a 22-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're going to assess it later, the penalty.
So it'll be Clay Turley on to try the extra point. This scoring drive set up by the 53-yard kick returned by Kamani John. Turley trying to add the point after, and you got Franklin County just pushing over the Cardinal special teams and they're saying a false start against GRC. So Ty Miller here on senior night, and I believe that linebacker is and part-time tight end is a senior. That is correct, and he catches a touchdown, his first and only catch on the season, and it goes for six. Curley will try the point after. They back him up, and he hits a knuckleball, and it goes right through there. Not end over end. That thing was spinning sideways. But it drills the uprights, and the Cards on the board. 6:29 to play before halftime. GRC is scoring. It's still Franklin County 34, Cards 7. Back in a minute.
This month, step beyond awareness and into action by scheduling your screening mammogram. Most women should get their first mammogram at age 40 and repeat based on their provider's recommendations. Step beyond awareness and into action. Schedule your annual mammogram at Clark Regional Medical Center. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Cardinals score on a 22-yard touchdown pass. Sam Clements to Ty Miller, and now with the penalty yardage assessed, Clay Turley will be kicking from the Flyer 45. So, really, that doesn't benefit the team with a good kicker, which Turley is.
That's what I thought.
He's going to try an onside kick, and it's fielded at the 33-yard line. So, covering it up is Caden Campbell. And a flag thrown, so Turley was just trying an onside kick. You never know when you might need that one.
Well, that was a good idea,
sure,
given the fact that the ball was 15 yards upfield, but penalty might have negated all of that anyway.
So a procedure and a false start by the Cardinals special team. It'll back Turley up to the 50-yard line. And see what they do on this selection. Just inside of 6.5 minutes to play here in this first half of football. Franklin County led 20 to nothing at the end of the first quarter, and they've scored once here in the second. Cards have come back for their only touchdown, and now kicking it off, and Turley's just going to kick it through the uprights on the other end of the field. So it'll be nothing on the kick return. Franklin County will have it first and 10 at the 20.
6:29 left in the second quarter. They've got time to score, although they don't need much.
They had two touchdowns after running their first three plays. Senior night, Bobby, we got eight seniors on this team. Their last game on this field, unless there's a hot streak in the playoffs.
Well, I know one thing. They've certainly sold out to be part of this program of Coach Jericho's for the last 3 years, and everybody needs to really give them a big pat on the back.
Sure. Here's a toss back and Moore with blockers in front. Tries to stiff arm a player as Robinson leads the charge on the left side sweep. And those big backs, Robinson and Moore, they team up with Robinson's blocking, Moore's running. 8 yards there. Make that nine on the carry.
Yeah, he got nine all going around left end. But as you say, a big package out there with him.
Swing a pass out in the flats. It's caught in the right side. One man to beat, still on his feet. Trying to spin and get away is Collins, and Collins on his feet. Finally brought down as the helmet flies off Hooten, and a flag thrown at the end of the play. Collins at the 37-yard line where he's brought down, but a flag, two flags on the play. So one flag thrown back beyond midfield and the other one at the end of the play. The end of the play would indicate a personal foul. The one back beyond midfield would indicate some type of offensive or blocking infraction, you would think.
Officials sorting it out.
So a 43-yard pass play, Collins on the receiving end of that, and we'll see how it's going to play out. I don't think it's going to be 43 yards. So we've got both teams, well, actually, the Franklin County Flyers going to the sideline to huddle up with their coach. Illegal participation against GRC. Miller couldn't get off the field, so right. And then we've got a personal foul face mask against the Flyers. So the 43-yard pass play will come back. The illegal participation, actually, it's not going to be offsetting. Looking for the spot. These guys are talking it over, seeing where they want the ball. It was originally at the 36. Now it'll be back to the 49-yard line.
Yeah, the illegal participation. He was sprinting to get off the field, but just didn't quite make it in time. And one of the officials caught it. But then this game's become a little bit chippy here.
So instead of a 43-yarder, it'll go as the second 12-yard pass caught and hauled in by Collins. But it's good enough for a first down, the sixth of the night for the Franklin County Flyers. Tight splits on the line. Pitch it in and dropping down. Nice seal of the hole by the Cardinals. They pitched it to the big back Robinson. T.J. Hooton right there in the hole. Got good run support by Cody Gibson as well. Loss of two.
Penetrated, and the instant he got the ball, he was slammed to the ground. Again, a very, very creative play, but Cards were there to stop at that time.
That is the first play from scrimmage for a loss tonight by GRC on Franklin County. Empty set backfield. Wide outs to each side, and it's going to be a false start against procedure call against the Flyers. It'll back them up. It'll be second and 15. And this will be the eighth penalty by Franklin County in this first half. So now Franklin County going the wrong way after they've been striking early and quickly. This time a little more of a ball control drive, but it's been muddled with penalties. Second and 18 from their own 41-yard line. Cards with a four-man front. Hooten, the middle linebacker, showing blitz. Tight splits across the line. Here comes Hooten. Straight drop. Hooten's got him. They set the screen, and it's incomplete. Jones Howard on the coverage. They wanted to throw a little screen in the middle of the field to Robinson. Jones was trailing the play, but Bobby, I don't know that that wasn't good coverage. If you're on his hip too much, they flag you for a penalty and a first down.
Excellent coverage and great penetration. Made the quarterback release that one a little bit quicker than he wanted to, but Cards had that one defensed perfectly.
So a nice pass break by Jones Howard. That is the first incomplete pass of the night by Trahan. Empty set backfield, back to throw. Here comes the pressure. Trahan, shifty, rolling to his left. Throws on the move, and it's incomplete. He threw it low, his receiver sliding to try to make the catch. Hurst came up a little short on the short hop Trahan pass, and he's missed his last two. It'll bring up fourth down, and we may see our first punt by the Flyers.
Trahan showing that he is actually human.
Yeah, he hit his first nine passes.
And most of them were just right in the flow and perfectly placed. But these last two, he's been harassed a little bit and finally shown that he is human.
It'll be the Flyers on to punt with 5:09 to play before halftime. GRC drops a man deep. It should be Carter Maynard. That's who we're seeing. He's standing around the 25. And, again, these officials, they are working for their money. So So it's taking, it's going on an hour and 15 minutes to play this first half.
Yeah, but the night's early and it's not even Halloween yet. But the ghosts and goblins are out as far as playing the game the wrong way is concerned. There's a lot of penalties.
Yeah, it's called trick or treat. Right now, the cards have been tricked. They're looking to try to get a treat off this punt return, a nice high booming punt that will hit at the 30 for the Cards. It will roll down at the 24-yard line. So a 40-yard punt and nothing on the return.
Well, with the aid of a couple of penalties, the Card defense stiffened.
Hey, sure did, and that is the game's first punt by the Flyers. Actually, the first punt the Cards have seen in a couple of games. So in this football matchup that I mentioned is working on an hour and 15 minutes deep, the GRC offense trots back out on the field, having scored the last series they had possession. They start deep here. They're at their own 24-yard line, just inside of 5 minutes. Clements calling for it, got it, looking, steps up, delivers. Davis with a catch, got a block by John, to the 30, out of bounds at the 31. Got an extra 3 yards off the Kamani John block.
Sure did. Kamani did a good job of sealing the left side and got him up there and before the containment could get there to knock him out of bounds, but a good 6.5, 7-yard gain on that play.
So Trey Davis with 2 catches on the night, each of them 7 yards. He stays in there in the running back, and we've got official time, and again, we have an equipment issue, and told his player, Ty Taylor, a senior, to go out there and get your equipment. He didn't have a shoe on, so we got an equipment issue. Taylor goes off. Here we go. 4-man front for the Flyers on 2nd and 3. Clements wants to throw. Straight drop, looking. Throws it, and he led Trey Davis down the sideline. He was impeded on the coverage. Jacob Olds, we had freshman on freshman there, and it goes incomplete.
Yeah, he couldn't get to it, but it might have been an uncatchable ball
sure.
to boot.
Freshman Olds just cut Trey's route off.
Sure
so,
did.
A couple of freshmen that both have good potential and upside on their high school seasons. So somehow there was a penalty assessed on that play. It's back to the 21, 2nd and 13. Clements throwing, hook and ladder, and it's blown up. And it's going to be a high hit. I don't know if we had helmet to helmet there by Gavin Hurst. The pass was caught by Davis, and then Davis wanted to flip it out there to number 29, which I don't have a number for.
Well, number 29 got popped pretty good.
So Trey Davis with the catch. We'll see what they call on the personal foul. Helmet to head. It'll go against the Flyers. So this will be, it looks like, 1, 2, 3. This will be the 4th personal foul penalty against Franklin County tonight. And it's going to give GRC a first down, their 5th of the night. It'll push the ball up to the 38-yard line. So a 3-yard pickup, and then on the hook and ladder, we had a penalty. So the Cards get credit for the yardage and the 15-yard personal foul tack on. A lot of shifting on the line by Franklin County. They get set as they get ready to rush. Clements, long snap count, calls for it, has it, straight drop, looking, with time, delivers, passes out there, and it's incomplete. Nice play on the ball there by Caden Campbell, almost even a better play by Davis. He just couldn't hold on to the tip pass.
Yeah, he got it, got his hands on it, but couldn't quite haul it in on the deflection.
Just that deflection threw it off just enough, but Trey Davis, a good-looking freshman. We had assistant coach and freshman coach John Flynn on the Cardinal Connection Wednesday. Davis, one of the freshmen that played up this year. One of four that got a lot of time.
Well, he has definitely left his mark on this program.
Cards with trips to the right side, but they go on the ground, hand it to Trey Davis. He spins away from a would-be tackle, that being Gavin Hurst, but he slowed the play up just enough for the tackle to be made and finished off there by Xavier Brown, a guy we've seen a lot. So on the run, Davis, let's see where they spot him.
Give him a yard.
Got him 1 yard on that run. Third and nine, little hurry up by the Cards. Clements looking with time. If he's going to run it, he's got to get upfield. One time he did gain the first down. This time he was upended by Gottschall, and Gottschall took it away from him on the edge, upended him after a four-yard run.
Yeah, flushed him out of the pocket, and rather than wait and hopefully be able to make a play, he just took off and didn't get nearly what he needed, but here it is, fourth and five.
Two down territory for the Cherico team. He'll go for it. The pass is thrown. It is caught and out of bounds.
Yeah,
we'll see.
He didn't get a very good spot on that one by any means.
So looking for, the official says his time, as they will take a look at it. But if the one that they measured was inches short for GRC, if you're a betting man, which you can be in Kentucky now, I'm saying he didn't get it.
Yeah, I would think not. It looks like where the official is standing is where his back foot is where he actually got up to, but didn't quite get that distance in the official marking.
So it's going to be over on down. The Cards come up just a little short. Seven different Cardinals have caught passes in this game. Out of the 10 receptions, Clements has been able to amass. So he's spreading it around. We just don't have points to show for it.
Don't have points or
first downs even on that.
Consistency in our drives.
So this first down, half continues to linger, and with 3:19, Franklin County takes over in Cardinal territory. Robinson in motion, swing it out. Hurst caught it. He got a block from Robinson on the end, 10-yard pickup, flag thrown, and I think Robinson's going to get called for a block in the back. He did his job to free Hurst, but he just wouldn't let it go. He just kept driving the Cardinal player down the field, and that's going to cost him. Sometimes you got to know a little discipline, know when to pull up.
Well, Franklin County on both sides of the ball is a very, very aggressive playing team, and they play with no fear, and they just do what they feel like they need to do, and if they get a flag thrown, big deal. We're up 34-7, not going to worry about it. So they kind of freewheel it both ways.
So they're going to give the catch and the yardage, a 10-yard pickup by Hurst, and then a 10-yard penalty will bring it right back. So it'll be, should be second down, I would think. No, I guess they took the penalty. First and 10 again. They just back them up. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the first half, clock moving. Franklin County with a ball and a 34-7 lead. Trahan scrambling, dumps it off, and diving forward is Moore trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about as much production as he could get on that play.
And that's just about as good a defense as the Cards can play.
Sure is. They had Trahan scrambling He's an elusive southpaw. He can throw it equally well rolling to his right or left. Kind of a shifty guy. Second and 10. Ball near midfield on the Cardinal side. Franklin County with the ball in the big lead. Trahan rolling, looking. Here comes the heat. He dumps it off. It's caught by Robinson. Open field tackle is a good one. That's a dandy by Sam Clements, who got in there and got to play a little defense. And Sam puts on the hit in a textbook open field tackle against a larger man.
Well, he's been a recipient of those types of blows all year, so I'm sure he felt pretty good about the opportunity to find a delivery one himself.
So we're going to have time called with just under 2 minutes to go in this first half. It's Franklin County 34, Card 7 here on Senior Night. Military Personnel Appreciation coming up at halftime. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We'll step away for 30 seconds back after this.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Inside of 2 minutes to go, and both teams have exhausted their timeouts here in a first half that has taken about an hour and a half to play. There have been 15 penalties thrown in this game, and this crew getting their money's worth tonight. And want to again remind you, we've got state cross-country meet going on tomorrow at the Kentucky Horse Park, GRC boys and girls both, representing the Class 3A, so should be a pretty good day to run. Get a little bit of a mixed bag weather-wise tomorrow. Well, and then the Wildcats hosting the number 21-ranked Tennessee Vols. Hey. 7 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. You going, Bob?
Nah, I'm not going to go, but they've got a shot if they can just hold that team down a little bit and take care of their mistakes.
Yeah, it's I agree. For the Wildcats, it looks like what was the strength preseason going into the season, the passing game with those three receivers that UK has and a couple of tight ends, and our quarterback was supposed to be able to really wheel and deal, but that has not been the case for the Wildcats.
Never.
They've had the drops, and then defensively getting gashed at times, a lot of third down conversions.
Well, perhaps he's been playing under wraps, and now they're going to open it up and let everybody see what he can do, and let's hope for as much anyway.
So it'll be a big night in Lexington. Keeneland closing up their fall meet this weekend, and also big time in Lexington, nearby Lexington. So you've got third and eight for the Flyers. Trahan, empty set. They send them all out. He throws the middle of the field. He's got a guy wide open, and he overthrew Hurst. He had some pressure on him. Cody Gibson and Hunter Gulley breathing down Trahan's neck as they were able to get by the offensive lineman. They double-teamed on Julian Bosch, and Bosch had to let one of them go, and Gulley and Gibson right in his face.
Well, had it not been for the pressure, that probably would have been a 6-pointer for sure, because he had cut to the post and there was nobody within 6 or 7 yards of him, but defensive pressure made it an incompletion.
Trahan going under center, but this will not be a running play. He's thrown the option pass out of this formation most of the time. Here we're going to look for it again. They throw it to Hurst. Hurst down the field, and he short-armed Robinson. Trahan's, it was that option play. We saw it again when they empty the backfield and Trahan goes under center. I'm not a coach, but I smelled that one out, and Hurst mad at himself, but he just didn't get a grip on it. He underthrew his receiver by 5 yards.
Well, he can maybe blame it on a wet ball, okay?
Yeah, you know, in all fairness, the first part of the play, you have to catch it.
Well, and, sure you do.
And when he caught it, he couldn't grip it.
And that's part of it. But, again, the Cards had that play run against them, and a little bit surprising that they hadn't seen it once and didn't have a better defense for it this time.
rolling to his right, is rolling and trying to get out of bounds. Clemens, he takes it to the sideline. He ran laterally quite a bit. It was on the hash mark on the left hash. He takes it to the right side, did a lot of running, and he's able to get 1 yard.
Yeah, he took it all the way to the bench where
he
got slammed by the bench itself.
So they're going to say nothing on the game. Wow. So Clements with a lot of running. But
he got up.
And they stopped the clock with a minute 37. Clements now with a balanced field, two wideouts to each side, four-man front for the Flyers. And they fake the run and a little counter run by Clements, and he is stopped short of the first down. Bone-jarring tackle made by Shalom Moore, his third stop of the game. But a pretty good little counter run. Fake to the halfback left, run it right.
Every now and then you're going to find these defensive players from the Flyers out of position, and that time they were, so it led to a nice run.
Third and a manageable three. Throwing the pass, caught by Kamani John. I think forward progress is going to give him the first down, as they're going to mark it at the...
Yeah, he got it. He got it, and he got it in traffic.
Sure did.
There were two defenders right there with him, but...
4 yard pickup.
His resilience, ability to get it, hang on to it before getting thumped to the ground pretty hard was testament to getting that first down.
Clements in the shotgun, calling for it. Two wideouts to the right. He rolls that way. Here comes pressure. Moore's chasing Clements. Clements is going to dance out of the down the right sideline. He has presence and football savvy enough to get out of bounds, which stopped the clock. He came up 3 yards short of the first down, but the second 7 yard scramble in consecutive runs by Clements.
Had a blitzer coming from the backside who couldn't quite catch up to him, but once he felt him, he knew to go to the right and get what he could.
37 seconds. Ball is at the Franklin County 37. Cards looking at it here. Second down and four. Trips to the left. Single wide out to the right. They keep Davis in the block, stepping up, throwing, and the pass is incomplete. It went high. The intended receiver is Haddon Cecil, another one of those freshmen that is lettered this year with a lot of varsity time. On the coverage, it was Gavin Hurst.
We have a penalty, it appears.
Repeat second down. Twenty-one passes in the first half for Clements. That's a team high this year, by far.
Yeah, but we still have 31 seconds.
Yeah, this has been an hour and a half first half of play, yeah.
Well,
second and long, 31 seconds to go. Ball is at the Flyer 47. Clements with time, good protection, steps up and delivers, and incomplete. Haddon Cecil had split the coverage back there, and he actually had a step on Delano Collins. Clemens just led him a little far.
Just about 2 yards short of where the ball was, and so close, but yet so far.
He showed some arm strength on that, aired it out from the 47-yard line. He threw it to the five, so good arm strength. Third and long, Cards with it at the Franklin County 47. Flyers showing blitz. They've got three. They come on the edge. Clements, under pressure, throws a pass, incomplete. Intended receiver was Ty Miller, who has caught the game's only touchdown for the Cardinals. He can't haul this one in. Number nine was covered by Franklin County's number nine, Ty Taylor.
Well, when you've got two players crashing at you and you're having to roll to your left, turn around, square up, and throw the ball, you just don't have time to really be accurate. So good pressure that time by the defense.
Cards going for it here on fourth and down. They They have only converted one time in this game on fourth down. And here's Clements. They bring everybody. And Sam is sacked. Second sack. Make that the third sack of the game. And Toothaker makes the stop.
Well, again,
Toothaker.
Just, yeah, too many flyers, not enough cards to block.
Yeah, that's third sack of the night.
So we've got a couple of Hail Marys here with 13 seconds left going the other way. And ball across midfield. Franklin County with still a chance to put something else on the board.
Do you think they do it or they take a knee?
I think they'll throw the ball.
Well, we'll see here momentarily.
Knowing how aggressively they play on both sides of the ball.
They bring Collins in. He is their third receiver on the right side. Empty set backfield, pretty much like a double wing. Cards, here they come with a blitz. Trahan, with time, steps up, throws middle of the field, bounced away, and it's incomplete. And Collins was the guy they wanted to hit. Collins, with a good show of sportsmanship, helps up Carter Maynard, who got a pass break on that one.
Pretty close to a pitch and catch that time on a deep ball, but weren't quite able to connect. 6 seconds left. They've got one more shot here.
Maynard with a pass break for the Cards. Has the quarterback, Trahan, connected on his first 9 passes for the game right now. He's 12 of 17. Very effective. In the shotgun. Final play. Clock rolling. Throws underneath, and it's dropped. He threw it a little low, but a ball that J.C. Taylor will tell you he should have caught, but he can't haul it in. And this half comes to an end. So on a warm, damp night that is senior night, we've got halftime, and that's going to include military appreciation. Bobby and I will be back. We'll have a halftime show that will include game summary, stats, and comments, all that coming up on your home for GR Sports, WWKY, back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a 4-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Blue 42.
The GRC Cardinals.
Hike.
Here at Cardinal Stadium on senior night, we've got Franklin County coming in, the 28th meeting between these two clubs. The Cardinals owned a 14 11 edge in victories with two ties, both of those being scoreless ties. That has not been the case tonight. Franklin County leading at halftime by a score of 34-7 here on senior night. Here at halftime, we're looking at military appreciation being recognized on the field, and duly so. Individuals in the stands were invited to go down into the end zone for refreshments, for treats, and for congratulations. And that's a wonderful thing, as the branches of the armed forces are being recognized here on the field. And right up here in the press box with us, Bobby, our very own United States Navy vet, Hayes McMakin.
Well, I tell you what, we certainly appreciate his service, and every other serviceman who has come before us and who is currently serving. Can't say enough about them.
Absolutely. A strong military backbone of your country. And, again, the brave men and women that have served our country, and they're having a nice display on the field right now, recognizing the branches of the service. And we've got people coming out, and they will play every fight song of every branch of service. Meanwhile, the game of football is what we'll talk about now. 34-7, Flyers of Franklin County leading the Cardinals. Franklin County wouldn't take them long. Two plays and a 59-yard touchdown pass, Trey Hand to Hurst. The kick was good in less than a minute gone into the game. Three plays, 7 points. And you look at the Cardinals. They had a big roughing the passer call, which aided them the first time they had the football, but the drive stalled, and the punt eventually was blocked. Franklin County takes advantage of it, and with 8:04 to go in the first quarter, a flea flicker, which Trahan was able to hit J.C. Taylor for 49 yards and a touchdown, and all of a sudden the Flyers are up 14-0, and we're not even midway through the first quarter. They hit early and quickly. GRC was able to then pull off something, a bit of a surprise play themselves. A fake punt got the Cards out of deep in their own territory. A 27-yard run by Trey Davis showed some promise, but the Cards turned it over on down. Franklin County would then be aided with a big fourth down pass. The Flyers went for it on fourth down. It set the stage for first and goal. Two plays later, Christian Moore went in for his 12th touchdown of the season, his first on the night, and it was 20-0, Franklin County leading as the kick was blocked, and the first quarter came to an end. The Cards had the ball to begin the second quarter, moved it pretty well. Then there was a pass that was batted and tipped, and Collins of Franklin County came up with his team-leading fourth interception, the 12th on the season for this club. Franklin County wasted no time. Hurst threw his second touchdown pass, Hurst on an option pass. He threw his first touchdown pass to Robinson, 61 yards, and Franklin County's up 27-0 with a minute gone in the second quarter. GRC would turn it over on downs. The Flyers got it back. They scored again. Robinson hits catches a touchdown pass from Trahan. That went 25 yards. The Cardinals would then, trailing 34-0 with 6.5 to play in the first half, Cards would get on the board. They were aided with a 53-yard kick return by Kamani John, tack on 15 yards, half the distance to the goal on a horseshoe collar personal foul tackling penalty, and then the Cards went to work. On senior night, it didn't look real promising. GRC first and 10 from the 18. All of a sudden, they're back 5 more yards. But on senior night, Ty Miller, the tight end, caught his first pass of the season. It was a 9-yarder for a touchdown. So most appropriately and fittingly, the senior Ty Miller scores his first touchdown of the year, catching his first pass. Turley's kick was good. It made it 34-7 with 6.5 to go in the first half, and that's where we closed out. Each team went over on downs. We had a couple of good pass breaks by Jones Howard and Carter Maynard. Defense looked stiffened a little bit, Bobby. I'm not saying they solved them, but they played better.
Right, and Trahan showed that he was human after going 9-for-9 to start the game. Then the pressure defensively was employed a little bit better by GRC, and as a result, it forced him into rushing some throws, and where early on he was able to connect with no pressure at all, a little bit of heat got him a little bit awry, and he showed that he was human, and as a result, we didn't have any more scoring in the final 6.5 minutes of the half. But a very, very strong, feeling good about themselves, Franklin County undefeated Flyer team coming in here and playing as if, hey, you know, you're in my way, I'm going to stomp you out. And they play very aggressively, both offensively and defensively, and kind of rocked the Cards back a little bit here for the first 15 to 18 minutes of the game. But Cards have shown a little fight here in the last half a quarter. So who knows what will happen in the second half.
34-7 at halftime. Bobby and I will step aside for a two-minute break as the stadium stands to salute and honor those veterans that are here today and also the flag that is out on the field. Military night here on senior night, so the appreciation extends to the our armed forces. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have stats, summary, and commentary all on a halftime show after this two-minute break.
Because I ain't in the gimmicks. Neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, sorry, friend, we sold it as is? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs, big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
The Cards play here.
Joel Bennett back here with you at the Cardinal Stadium. Bobby Baldwin alongside with me as we have had senior night and now military appreciation. Cardinals trailing Franklin County at halftime 34-7. That's our score. Again, thanks or congratulations in order to the GRC Boys and Girls Cross Country team, again, participating in the state cross-country meet in 3A running. That will be at the Kentucky Horse Park. Take the top five teams, both GRC boys and girls, make that cut. They'll be up there. There was 69 girls teams running in 3A and 72 high schools in the boys 3A. So, Bobby, those teams, they make the cut, and they deserve support. It'll be 30% chance of showers tomorrow. It'll be warm, around 72. I guess that's good running weather. I'm built for power, not speed, but good luck to them.
Well, as long as they've got good, strong hearts and can pound that turf, they will certainly get through the course, and let's just hope they can all have own personal best en route in their biggest event of the year.
That is so true. Good luck to them. And again, go to khsaa.org. You can pick up tickets. You can pick up parking information, and also attendance policies will be in there as well. Got a line on here, I guess, spoiler alert, UK beats Georgetown tonight, 92-69, men's basketball. So we got football tomorrow, too. UK taking on number 21, Tennessee. Keeneland doing some horse racing, so a lot going on in Lexington.
Well, it's a busy
town.
You
coming over? I asked you that once, though.
Yeah, I won't be at the game tomorrow night, but we will certainly be tuned in.
All right. And if you're tuning into this one, it's 34-7 Franklin County leading GRC. Let's look at some of the numbers unofficially in this ball game. The Flyers, really not a lot of offensive gaudy numbers despite 34 points. They hit quickly. They hit often and early. Unofficially, seven first downs, make that eight first downs for Franklin County. Six first downs for GRC. Kick returning, only 8 yards on two returns by Franklin County. GRC, they have returned in this ballgame six kick returns. The big one, 53-yarder by Kamani John. Carter Maynard with two returns for a total of 31 yards. So the Card special team doing pretty well. There was one punt in the game. It went for 40 yards by Franklin County. Nothing on the return. Cards penalized three times for only a total of 20 yards. Meanwhile, Franklin County in this ball game, they have been penalized 11 times, and three of those have been 15-yarders. There have been no fumbles, no fumble recoveries in this ball game. Looking at some of the individual and team numbers, for Franklin County, the Flyers only ran the ball seven times in the first half for 27 yards. Seven rushes, 27 yards. Leading ground gainer, their leading player on the ground rushing on the season, Christian Moore, four carries, 26 yards. He scored a touchdown from 1 yard out. So that's his team-leading 12th touchdown on the season. Other rushing, two rushes for Robinson for 1 yard. Trey Hand, the quarterback, he had to tuck it and run once. He got nothing on that carry. Seven rushes, 27 yards. Trahan, as Bobby and I have told you, 9 of 9 in passing to begin the ball game. He finishes the first half, 12 of 18. He didn't throw a pick. He threw three touchdowns. He also covered 218 yards in the air. Leading receiver on the night for Franklin County, J.C. Taylor, he pulled in 89 yards of pass receiving on three catches. So, again, 218 in the air, 27 on the ground, 245 yards unofficially for Franklin County in gaining their 34 points. For the Cardinals, GRC ran 21 plays on the ground rushing. Cards picked up 70 yards on the ground. It was Sam Clements, 14 carries for 35 yards. You had Hayden Heath, he rushed five times for 7 yards. And Trey Davis, two rushes for 28 yards. He got 27 of those on the fake punt. 21 rushes for the Cards for 70 yards. In the passing game, Sam Clements, 11 of 23. He was intercepted one time. He didn't throw a touchdown, but he has 76 yards connecting with seven different wideouts in his 11 passes caught. Wow. 146 yards through the air for the Cardinals. 76 in the air, 70 on the ground, 146 total for the Cardinals. So, again, before we go to a break, 146 total offense for GRC, 245 for Franklin County. Not gaudy numbers, Bobby, but when you score quick and often, I've said that multiple times today, you're not going to have a lot of time of possession. You're not going to have big numbers, right, but you are going to have a lot of points.
Well, sort of like that team,
Douglas,
UK will play tomorrow night.
Sure.
Quick, but you've got a team that had 218 yards passing in the first half.
Yes.
And on the season, they average 185 for the game. So that tells you that they had some big strike plays.
Sure did. They had touchdown passes of 49, 59, and 25 yards on the game. Both teams coming out of the locker room as we will be ready for second half play coming up. Again, Franklin County leading 34-7. We'll step aside, 2-minute break when we come back. Second half play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level.
859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
We get ready for second half play. Some high school football going on across the Commonwealth. Big game here is over in Bowling Green, where the Bowling Green Purples, two-time state champion out of the last 3 years, they are hosting St. X, who also has been a champion within the last couple of years. A couple of undefeated teams, Hart County playing over at Campbellsville. Campbellsville Eagles in Class A football undefeated. Hart County in 3A undefeated. Mayfield playing over at Christian County. Manuel at DuPont Manuel, a couple of top 10 teams there. Boyle County playing at Frederick Douglass. That ought to be a dandy, Bobby. Scott County at Lexington Catholic. Lexington Christian up in the mountains at Raceland. Henry Clay at Southwestern. Tate's Creek hosting West Jessamine. So some senior nights, you know, there's not a lot up for grab, but positioning as far as state dominance is there in play.
Well, you got Lexington Christian going to Raceland. That ought to be a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, County up at Douglas.
Oh, tremendous there. You're
St.
right.
X going over to Bowling Green. So here the Cardinals take it, and on the kick, Carter Maynard from the 2-yard line gets up to the 22. So he's had kick returns of 15 and 16 yards. This time put 20 on the board for number five.
Well, did a good job of fielding the ball and took it right upfield and got all he could out of it. This Flyer defense is spot on. They have made very, very few mistakes during this game, and the one time that they didn't cover what they needed to, the Cards made them pay and eventually got that score. But very, very solid team here leading off defensively to start second half.
Clements has thrown 23 times. The Cards ran it 21. Play pass balance very, very much in order there, but that pass is incomplete. Ty Miller and Kamani John just looking at each other saying, who was supposed to get it? The guy nearest to it was Shalom Moore, who was right in the middle between those guys running the route.
And he wasn't very far from picking that one.
As Moore has one INT on the night, and he had one called back. No, I take that back. Moore's was called back. Collins has the other INT. Cards now with second and 10 from their own 22. Trips to the left, ball in the middle of the field. Clements rolling left. Here comes the pressure. He throws, and it's picked off at the 25, and running to his left, looking to get to the edge. He's got one guy to beat. They take Clements out on the block, and it's going in for a touchdown. So I'm looking. I don't see a flag. So on that one, it'll be Ty Taylor with the INT. That is five interceptions on the season for a pick six.
Tell you what, that means you've got a defense who is key to each other. They know what they're doing and pick their spots, and when they catch that ball, they know how to get it in the end zone.
27-yard return on the touchdown for Ty Taylor. That is the fifth on the season for the team. Taylor's first interception himself, and he made the most of it. Flag thrown, and it's not delay a game. We've got some type of illegal participation against the Cards. Too many men on the field and half the distance to the goal. I don't know if they'll change their mind and go for two now and try to get a running clock or not. So half the distance.
They could only get as many as 35, and they would need 36.
Well, it'd just get them that much closer, but oh, yeah. They're going to take whatever they can get here. See our tailgaters up on the field. appreciate those people. Maybe they're tuning in to WWKY. They've been here most of this, all the season.
Great supporters.
Yes. Powell will kick it, and it'll be good. So the point is added on. It's now 41-7 in favor of the Flyers, and we'll step aside. 1 minute break. More coming after this.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
Franklin County kicking off to GRC. Back deep, the tandem of Carter Maynard and Kamani John. Powell kicks it hard. This will be at the goal line. It'll go into the end zone. He's had to kick off so much, I think he's got kicker fatigue. Some of them sailed all the way through the goalpost, not wind aided. And then here later in the game, they're still effective and deep, but not like they were earlier, but he's kicked off 7 times.
Well, he's warming up, huh? Yeah, I'm sure he's kicked more than 7 times in practice, but to do it under the gun puts a little extra strain and yet a little extra juice in your body as well. So he's handling well, though. Don't make no mistake.
Cardinals have it 1st and 10 on the 20, and Clements hands it off and trying to make his way running with a football. Looks like T.J. Hooten, but nothing going there.
They had him stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. He was able to eke out you've got a 4-yard gain on. No, I checked that. He lost a yard.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So
they just won at the point of attack, line of scrimmage, and he had no place to go.
T.J. Hooten in the backfield. He's a sophomore. Been a nice linebacking addition this year. He picks up a blitzer on the block, and that enabled Clements to escape and throw. But Sam had Big John Griffin, 6'5", 190, right in his face, and that's incomplete.
Threw that one a little bit too tall for one player and a little bit too short for another.
It'll stop the clock, and we've got just a little over a minute played here in the third quarter with Franklin County leading 41-7 as GRC looking now at 3rd and 11, ball back on their 19-yard line. Cardinals able to get 6 first downs in this ball game, 3 of them penalty-aided, albeit, but they've moved the football a little bit, just nothing to show for it. Other than the one score, Clements looking to run. Griffin's got him. He got away from Griffiths. Breaks it to the right, to the 30, 35, and a first down. Clements, very elusive. He left a couple of Franklin County players in their track. Big Jeremiah Arden thought he had him, turned him over to Griffin. Griffin couldn't get him, and Clements just kept running for a card first down.
Well, you called it elusive. They spun him around like a top, but he never fell to the ground, and as a result was able to get outside the defense and skirt his way to a well-earned first down.
16-yard run for Clements, second longest from scrimmage tonight for the Cardinals at large. And a busted play, and Clements has to eat it, got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. T.J. Hooton doesn't play running back that often, and, you know, trying to learn the playbook and the plays, and he collided with Clements in the backfield, and that's going to be a loss of one for Sam.
Well, and you're midway or a little bit past midway in the game, and you're playing against the number 16th ranked team in the state, and, you know, they're crashing down, so it's easy to kind of get a play confused.
Franklin County wearing that white over white. They've got these bright pink socks and pink towels, obviously, in support of breast cancer awareness, and probably a player's mom or a coach's wife or somebody or a combination of all very close to their heart that they're sporting, just like the Cards with the spina bifida research. Clement steps up, pocket breaks down, and he slides in at the 40-yard line. So Sam saw nothing downfield with the coverage, and he slides in for a 4-yard pickup.
Yeah, did a nice job of stepping up in the pocket, and when he did that, he was able to create a little space and gain a little yardage on that play. It brings it to about a 3rd and 7 here.
He actually had Jacob Cohen, J.C. Taylor, and Godshaw both back there covering the Cardinal deep men, and Clements just elected to get what he could get, and he goes ahead for a 4-yard run when it was 2nd and 11. Now it makes it 3rd and 7. Ball at their own 38-yard line. Clements, here they come with a blitz. Throws it out, pass caught, trying to slip the tackle, and they would not let him go. Delano Collins just insistent on holding on to the Card receiver. And I'll give the Card receiver, that's the second pass caught tonight by 29. He caught a 4-yarder earlier. That one, another 4-yarder. Or actually, he got 5 on that one.
Yeah, he sure did. He did a nice job, and he had 2 defenders. It took both of them full strength to get him down because he was trying like the Dickens to get that extra 2 yards.
I thought he was going to slip Delano Collins, but he could not do it. Under center is Clements, and he lost the football. It's on the field, and the Cards wanted to try a little quarterback sneak as they came up from the shotgun formation, tried to surprise Franklin County. And what you do there is when you're the quarterback, you get the ball from the center while you're moving up to the line. It's a timing play that doesn't appear to be a timing play, but when it's not timed right, this is what happens. It's a fumble and a lost ball.
Got to hold on to the ball before you get a chance to run it, but now we are inside 7 minutes 40 seconds here in the third quarter, and Franklin County in great field position here with the big lead.
They hand the ball off and trying to find some running room there. The first rush of the night by Jaquan Crawford. Crawford, a sophomore running back. He's able to squeeze out 1 yard on his first carry. So the Flyers have only ran the football 8 times in the game for 28 yards as a team whole. They haven't had to. They're over 200 yards passing in the first half, led the way. Trahan from the shotgun, pistol look, has time, looks right, throws right, caught there, turn it upfield, and it'll be a first down as Taylor gets to the 28-yard line of the Cardinals.
Yeah,
13 yards on the pickup.
He went down the field about 6 yards, turned around, ball right there, and he just slithered his way for a first down, and here they go quickly once again.
Trahan in the shotgun with time, pump and go route, looking, throws for Robinson, incomplete. Nice coverage by the Cardinals over there on the corner. Carter Maynard was back deep, but the linebacker picking the running back up out of the backfield, that was Justin Falls with a good piece of defensive coverage.
Yeah, they sure did. They Thought they could catch the card sleeping that time, but no go.
I said Justin Falls. It was Quentin Falls.
Quentin.
On the coverage. And on senior night, he makes a nice play there. Second and 10. Trahan tosses it, sweeping left and trying to get free, but he can't. Crawford tackled at the line, no gain on the play. And a guy that makes the stop, a guy that's seen his playing time increase, Adrian Alfaro, that makes the stop for no gain.
Big, big play. He just shed the blocker and stuck with the running back and was able to shoestring tackle him for a one-yard loss.
So if you look at the production on the defensive line as far as tackles and percentage of tackles for a loss, Adrian Alfaro leading the team in that category. Clock rolling, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Big lead for Franklin County, looking for more. They empty the backfield with time. They throw a little bubble screen underneath. It's tipped but then caught. As Taylor gets to the 20 and he's wrestled out of bounds and a flag flies at the end. Cardinals tipped the ball, but again, it just went Franklin County's way.
Yeah, it sure did. T.J. Hooten got a finger on it, but popped right up in the air, right into the arms of the receiver, and next thing you know, catch and a big play.
It was a 9-yard pickup, but they're going to take 10 off on the play. No, they're going to take 15 off on the play. So it'll go as a pass caught and a 9-yard pickup. Taylor in the night, he has caught 5 balls. He's over 100 yards tonight in pass receiving. Here's Trahan, straight drop. Looking downfield, rolls to his right, a flag thrown, work in the middle of the field, and the Cards had a break on the ball. Carter Maynard came up, a dangerous throw by Trahan, rolling left, throwing back right. Maynard with a pass break, but a flag thrown. This will be the 14th penalty against Franklin County tonight.
Yeah, Hunter Gully, he was tracking him back there in the backfield, tracking the quarterback, and he got pushed, and I think that might have been that penalty.
13 penalties on the night called against Franklin County.
If they take this one, I think they're going to decline it.
Yards unofficially tonight. 133 unofficially on 11 flags.
Yeah, they declined that penalty, it appears.
Excuse me, 13 penalties, 133. Yes. We had one of those games here, our last home game. Similar numbers.
Yeah.
So it'll be fourth down and... We've got time called. Bobby's got a message we'll impart to you. 5:41 to play in the third quarter. Big lead for the Flyers, 41-7. And here's Bobby's message.
Folks, do you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A bad boy mower, packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude, and folks, they've got plenty of options for you, plenty of sizes, plenty of different size horsepower engines, and check them out. They've got a great supply of them and can fit your need.
Will those things mulch leaves?
They will do it
all.
I'll
say eat them up.
They will eat them up. That's right.
You got any at your place?
No.
Take care of it. Huh?
No, they're fairly new, but...
I mean leaves. All right, here we
go.
No,
we don't have any leaves. No, not at all.
Going for it on fourth down, Franklin County. Trahan looking, throwing, middle of the field, got a receiver, caught at the 12, down to the 3-yard line and tackled there by Quentin Falls. But Robinson with a big fourth down catch, and that will go for 33 yards.
I tell you what, you've got to hand it to the offensive line for Franklin County. The Cards came strong that time and held the defense off just long enough for Trey Hand to do what he's been doing all night, and that was throw a pinpoint pass. And so, tremendous play.
55 yards of passing in this third quarter for Trey Hand on 3 of 4 passing, and he's been better than advertised. Like you said, they came in with 182 yards per game through the air, and they found that if they need to air it out or throw it downfield, you know, that's a come-from-behind type of offense when you can throw it downfield.
16 per completion average.
And they run it on the ground.
That's
Crawford,
it.
He goes in, touchdown from 3 yards out. So Crawford with only his third carry of the game, and actually he's only got 3 yards on 3 carries, but this one important
because
it's a 3-yard touchdown run. And that extends Franklin County's lead to 40. The extra point being attempted by Powell. As snaps high, the holds down, Powell kicks it through. He's been solid all night long. And the score now goes 48-7 in favor of the Flyers. We'll have a running clock when we come back. Just under 5 minutes to play in the third. Cards trailing. Back in a minute.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Here's a kickoff by Franklin County. It's going to sail into the end zone, and a rejuvenated Ethan Powell just sends that one out of the back of the end zone. So 4.5 minutes to go in the third, and the clock will roll. Looking on the sideline, Coach Cho Cherico down there looks to be talking to Hayden Heath, who has not been back in this game. And the Cardinals see if they're going to run their first unit still out there, and it looks to be as if they will. You got a playoff game coming up next week. It'll be a rematch against the Tate's Creek Commodores at Tate's Creek, a game in which the Commodores were 4-5 going into that game. They were GRC a little bit of a favorite, although the Commodores placed better in their district. That's why they got the home game. But it was a close one, and this score doesn't look good. The Cards haven't played well in this four-game skid, but I think they can play with the Commodores. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, they just need to play efficiently and clean football. If they do, they'll have a good chance.
Here's a pass thrown, and Clements has found Miller, who makes his second catch. And Miller pushes it up near the 30-yard line with the absence of Hayden Heath at tight end. Ty Miller's playing time has increased, and his time on the field being very known.
Oh, that's right. Well, and that was very, very elusive play again by Clements. He got flushed out, and right before he got to the line, he pitched that ball out to the left and wound up getting a 10-yard first down catch for Miller.
Hooten in the backfield. Clements, one step drop and nearly incomplete. It went through the hands of Miller, and Clements thought he would go back to his senior tight end. And that one on just a little Just a little hook route. Just a tight end dump, a hot pass that went hot through his hands, incomplete.
Yeah, and it was there for a 5 to 7 yard gain had he been able to snag it.
Inside of 2 minutes and a half here in the third, clock rolling, Cards down big, 48-7. Franklin County in the 5 of their last 6 games, they've scored 40 or more. So this is not an anomaly. Here's a swing pass to Haddon Cecil. They set the screen nicely, got 2 blocks, and he's at midfield. So a nice play for the Cardinals. Got a good block by Keenan Ogle and Hunter Gully as they pulled on the play. Set a nice screen for Haddon Cecil. That went for 20 yards, Bob.
Well, sometimes when a defense is aggressive like that,
sure,
and they're flying in on the quarterback, you can throw the ball to where the area where they just left, and that's what happened there, and you combine that good block with it, and here the Cards are up to midfield in a what appears to be a good start to this drive.
Minute and a half to play in the third. First and 10, GRC, ball at midfield. Clements, here they come on the edge. He steps up, got away from the would-be tackler. Flag thrown as Clements is able to squeeze 3 yards out of it, but he sidestepped an aggressively rushing Caden Campbell and got something out of nothing.
Well, Caden had a bead on him, but as you say, he sidestepped him, but maybe to no avail.
Flag thrown on the play, and that's going to go against the Cardinals. And Franklin County, I'm sure they're fans, and they traveled well.
They did.
Here, they brought quite a few fans. I think they probably could sarcastically clap, as there's that's only 4 penalties against GRC, 13 thrown against Franklin County.
Well, Franklin has been the aggressor from the get-go.
In the shotgun, Clements calling for it, takes a snap, back to throw, looking. Here comes the heat, flushed out, rolling right. Two Thackers after him, and Clements throws, and it's incomplete. Had a receiver down at the 45 of Franklin County, went full extension, but just couldn't haul it in.
Certainly did what he could to grab it, but just wasn't quite able to get his paws on it.
A passing attempt high on the season for Sam Clements is he has thrown 31 times in this game. He threw 23 passes in the first half. Third quarter comes to an end as the clock is rolling. We'll move to the fourth and final quarter. It's coming up. Franklin County leading big, 48-7, back in 1 minute.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Hot, hot!
Second and long. Call it second and 20 for GRC. Clements in the shotgun. They keep hooting in the block. Sam flushed out, rolling left side. He's going to tuck and keep it. And he gets up short of the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 4 on that scrambling play. But nothing downfield. And the secondary of Franklin County doing a good job covering the receivers.
And the quarterback running for his life.
Yeah, they are able to get pressure with rushing 4, sometimes 3, and that's a wonderful position to be in.
Certainly had control of this one from the start.
Yeah, they ran 3 plays on their first series possession, and it didn't take long. It was a 49-yard bomb, and Flyers were off and flying. Two wideouts to each side on 3rd and 16 from their own 44. Clements with time steps up, delivers. Pass down the field, incomplete. Intended for Kamani John and Hunter Godshall back there for the pass break. They got a flag thrown. And GRC will get a first down on another personal foul penalty against these Flyers. 14 penalties now for 148 yards.
They are extremely aggressive on both sides of the ball, as we've said a little bit earlier. And, I mean, they just take no prisoners on every play if they can do it.
Cards with 8 first downs. Half of them have come by virtue of the penalty, but it's going to push the ball into Flyer territory as this game is in the fourth quarter with the clock rolling. Ball is at the Flyer 41-yard line. Balance field, 2 wideouts each side. Corner blitz comes. Clements is caught, and he is dropped for a 4-yard loss. Fourth sack of the night by the Flyers. In there on that one's Caden Campbell, a guy that Clements was able to sidestep once, but this time there was nowhere to go.
Well, he just blitzed off that left edge and had a good enough angle to get his jersey, and once he had his jersey, it was all over.
Cards looking now at 2nd and 10.
Yeah, 15 here.
Every bit of 15. He lost 5 on the sack. Catch it back up on the board. Now they put it up on the board. They break huddle. Clements really airing it out. 31 passes in this game. Here comes number 32, and it's incomplete. And Jeremiah Israel, he's had a tough go, Bobby. He's caught one ball for no gain, and he's had 4 targets.
Well, and the ball's right there.
That's what I'm saying. He's kind of having a tough time.
Yeah, he just is probably hearing footsteps and anticipating getting hit, but you've got to keep going to him because he's in the game and he's the open player, and coach has a lot of confidence in everybody out there on the field. So just keep doing what you're supposed to do, and that worm can turn eventually.
You know, and we played top talent. Top state talent.
You know, and, I mean, they've been.
You've been battle tested. Yeah. I mean, you've been thrown to the fire or to the wolves or whatever you want to look at, whatever element. Here comes a blitz, all out blitz, Clements. Able to roll out, looking, throwing, got Israel. He'll caught this one at the 35 to the 30, down inside the 25, and he's upended.
He did a good job of just getting into an open position. He let his quarterback escape that pressure, and, I mean, it was a full-bore blitz, but he got outside of the containment of it, and as he stepped up, he just flipped a little 10-yard pass to a wide-open Jeremiah Israel, who took it all the way to the 24.
Well, that 10-yard pass turned into a 22. Make that a 20-yard pickup for 22 on the pickup. And the Cards have it 1st and 10 at the Franklin County 24. Clements with time. Throws underneath the coverage, and it's incomplete. Ty Miller got slammed from behind, and they're going to throw a – make that Kamani John. John not nearly as big as Miller, and – I believe that Gottschall's going to get a penalty on that as he hit. I don't know if they call that a defenseless receiver or what, but Franklin County hit him from behind, hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, he's holding that left wrist as he's coming off the field, and Cards are going to need him next week, but right now he is a little bit worse for wear.
And officials cracking down on that interpretation of a defenseless receiver. And Kamani John had his back to the play. And this is a back-to-back personal foul penalty. 15 personal fouls for 158 yards in the game against Franklin County.
Well, this Franklin County plays a little chip on its shoulder, and they act like anything is fair game, at least tonight, and it's been tough for the Cards.
Time on the field called was a little over 6 minutes to go in the game. It's Flyers up big, 48-7. GRC will have the ball at the Franklin County 12 when we return. It'll be first and 10 from the 12 when Bobby and I return back after this brief 30-second break.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Here we go with Cardinals will have the ball first and 10. It's at the 12 of Franklin County. The Flyers, important to know, Bobby and I were talking off mic, still had starting defensive players in there. Looks like they've got some reserve right now, but still some key players. John Griffin in there, I see him. I see Caden Campbell. I see Godshill. So they've got a blend of starters and reserves. Cards looking at first and 10 with 6 minutes to go in this game. Which has been settled well ahead for Franklin County. Quentin Falls runs the football, and he runs into a host of Flyer tacklers. He got no gain on that play as he got, see if they spot him at the 12 or the 13. They're going to say no gain.
Yeah, he took it off right tackle, and there were three Flyers waiting for him right at the point of attack. No gain.
The Cards break huddle. They overload the left side. The tight end, Ty Miller, with two catches tonight, and the Cards' only touchdown, sits in the slot. Falls in the backfield. Back to throw. They throw back against the weak side, and I don't know if they're going to call it a catch for Carter Maynard. It will be around the 7-yard line, so a pickup of 5. For GRC.
Got 5. Had the pass not been low, he may have been able to take that one a little bit farther, but he had to go to the ground to cradle it in.
Inside of 5 minutes to play. Clock rolling, 3rd and 4, ball at the 7-yard line. Clements coming back to the huddle with 15 on the play clock. 8 different players have caught passes for GRC tonight. Clements with a season high of attempts in this ballgame. See if he can throw one in the end zone. He's passing and it's incomplete. Clements trying to work it to Carter Maynard, who came in replacing an injured Kamani John. And Maynard couldn't establish inside position. It was knocked away by Delano Collins, and the Cards going for it on 4th and 4 here.
And once again, heavy pressure being employed by Franklin County as they went after Sam Clemens as hard as they could. But Cards call timeout here. Going to see what they can do on this last play.
35 attempts for Clemens. He is 16 of 35 in this ball game, and we've got time on the field. We'll be back after this brief message.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
After post-game. Here we go, is the Cards break huddle. They sent Jeremiah Israel. He is way out wide to the left. He's matched up man-on-man over there with Amani Mays Clark drawing that assignment from the shotgun. Handed off, no Clements with a play fake. He's in trouble. Got to the 5, and he lost the ball at the 2. He got hit, and the ball came loose. He's going to be close for the first down, but that's going to be irrelevant, as it looks like a flag thrown at the end of the play, and it looks like the Cards coughed it up, and that'll be a turnover with Franklin County taking possession.
Well, they've certainly given it their all tonight, but just haven't had a whole lot of offensive productivity to show for it.
The Cards have turned it over four times in this game, and we mentioned at the onset of this contest what an opportunistic defense that Franklin County has. They rely on some defense to do some scoring. So
another personal foul on.
This may be after the possession, so the Cards defensive unit stays on there. So another personal foul, half the distance to goal. It's about 160 yards on 16 penalties tonight for Franklin County. Thought we had a big game a couple of nights ago.
Well, you wonder, at least under your breath, what's going on.
Yeah, I know, man. When you're winning the game 48-7.
There's no reason to try to just pulverize somebody, and there's something going on there that probably shouldn't be.
Seven 15-yarders in this game called against Franklin County. And what was a large crowd tonight has thinned considerably here in the waning minutes of this game.
Possibly a new quarterback in here in the final 2 minutes. Wow.
High snap, and he's going to run it and get dropped at the five-yard line. Tackle in there by the Cardinals on the hit. We had Braden Ritchie making the stop.
We're inside the final minute and a half.
So the Cardinals, pretty much, if you dressed tonight, you got in the game.
Eli Biddle in the game?
Yeah, if you dressed out, you've played some minutes in this game. They run a little jet sweep to the right side and caught from behind, driven out of bounds. The hit and driving out of bounds, Trey Davis actually getting to play some defense there. He made the stop. First carry of the night there by number 21, Torreon Smith. In no gain.
Got Noah Epperson on the field in the defensive backfield.
In the shotgun, quarterback taking his time, in motion, is Smith. They throw down the field and just airing it out, and it's incomplete. On the pass coverage that time, downfield.
Well, that should do it. They don't have to run another play at this point.
So these clubs are heading to the sidelines as their coaches are getting their players together as they will meet at midfield, clock at 10 seconds and counting. It's a 48-7. Franklin County Flyer win. This is the fourth game in a row they've scored 40 or more, and five of the last six games they've rung up more than 40. So this was not a surprise nor an anomaly. This team, they can put a lot of points on the board, and they did tonight. 48-7.
Very, very efficient, and execute well, and really have a bevy of strong players on both offense and defense.
Well, Bobby and I'll step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, it'll be a post-game show. We'll recap game summary, stats and comments, all that. Here on senior night, it's the Cards falling to the Flyers of Franklin County, 48-7. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
This is GRC Football.
Joel, back here with you, along with me, Bobby Baldwin. Franklin County wins in a final. The Flyers bring their fans and everyone out of the stands. They're on the field right now, kneeling with their coach, who picks up a win tonight. They complete an undefeated regular season. That's nothing to sneeze at. They came into the game one of five teams in 4A football that were undefeated. Number 16 in the state, number 5 in 4A, and they end up with a 10-0 record, beating the Cardinals tonight 48-7. GRC, their record slips to 4-6 as they head in to the playoffs next week. More about that later. Franklin County led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 20-0. They took that lead and built it into a halftime score that was 34-7. Third quarter, the Cards were able to get their first the Cards got their first touchdown in the second quarter, make it 34-7 at the half, and then second half after the running clock, it ends up being 48-7. And GRC, I think, Bobby, you and I have talked off mic, and these are high school players. They've got pride. They've got feelings. The feelings have been hurt. Nobody wants to close the year on a four-game skid. And these players, I think, mentally, Coach Cherico's got to work a little magic, massage a few hurt feelings, and redirect them. I think mentally it hurts you when you lose like they've lost the last few games. They've been blowouts.
Yeah, they've been tattooed pretty well here, and yet start a new season next week, and they are playing against an opponent in a district that is closer to their level of skill, if you will, than they have been playing here during three of the last 4 weeks. And that being the case, they're going to go back over to Tate's Creek, and on paper should probably be an underdog, but it's not any kind of a mighty underdog situation at all. And if they can mentally get themselves together and take care of the football and play relatively clean as far as defense is concerned, and just be mentally sharp, they'll have a good shot to knock off the Commodores on the road next Friday night at 7:30. They really will.
And just to tell you how numbers can really play tricks with you, I mean, tonight Franklin County runs up 48 points, and Bobby, from scrimmage, they ran in the game only 35 plays. So,
isn't that something?
Yeah. They got a lot. And contrast that to the Cardinals tonight, who ran 64 plays. So 2-1 as far as running the play.
Well, and as far as dominating the clock, the Cards dominated the clock and the number of possessions, but as far as yardage per play, it wasn't even close, because these kids struck quickly. They had an extremely efficient offense, and they had a quarterback who was just on fire, and he was finding open receivers. Coach Yep. James opened up that playbook, and he left nothing in it.
And the Franklin County Flyers win 48-7, overcoming 16 penalties in this game, and six of them of the personal foul variety. Unofficially for the Flyers, didn't need to run it a whole lot. They rushed 12 times, 33 yards. They got the one rushing touchdown, a three-yard plunge by Jaquan Crawford. That was their lone rushing score. Passing it was Trey Haney. He hit his first nine passes. Finished this the night. There were a couple of passes thrown by the reserve quarterback, 15 of 23 through the air for the Flyers. Three touchdowns, no picks, 273 yards offense through the air. He had 218 in the first half. So 306 yards total offense for the Flyers tonight and 48 points. For the Cardinals, quickly, individually, or team-wise, GRC 29 rushes for 89 yards. The Cards go 16 of 35 passing. That's a season high in attempts. Two picks, no touchdowns, 138 through the air. Looks like eight different Cardinal players caught passes in this game. Leading ground gainer, Sam Clements, 20 rushes for 55 yards. Trey Davis, 2 for 28. Hayden Heath, don't know about his situation. He didn't play second half. 5 rushes for 7 yards, and Hooten, 2 rushes, minus 1. 29 carries, 89 yards. 16 of 35 passing, 2 picks, 138 through the air. 227 total offense for GRC unofficially. 306 for Franklin County. That's going to do it from here. Wednesday we'll be at the Golden Corral, Cardinal Connection. We'll be talking about the playoff game that'll be coming up over at Tate's Creek. It'll be a rematch of last year's game, and these guys regroup. I'm looking forward to it, Bobby. It playing, as you said, well, it could be a team that we match up better with.
There shouldn't be any question about that, because you can guarantee one thing. You're going to have to look far and wide to find a team that has had a tougher regular season schedule than GRC.
That's going to do it. Again, on senior night, Cardinals fall 48-7 for Hayes McMakin, our onsite engineer and producer. Thank you. Tim Smith back to station. Super job as always. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY, 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY.